Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment God has for you under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God the sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Give Him reverential awe for the things that you have in your life. We have a great God. He cares for you. He loves you. Perfect love. It casts out fear. It dispels darkness. There's so many good things in here. I was reading in Proverbs this morning, and I normally read the King James Version, but if I want a kind of a different take or a different spin on it, or get a more rounded understanding of it, I'll hit up the ESV, the English Standard. And that's what I'm going to read out of today. Chapter 15 of Proverbs is really folly versus wisdom. It's foolishness and stupidity versus wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And if you go to verse 15, or 15, verse 1, it says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." I see this in my own life. And again, this is God's wisdom. If you're somebody who stirs up anger in other people, it has to do with your tone. A soft answer turns away wrath. If you want to change something, you got to change yourself. Start talking softer. Verse 2, "The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of fools pours out folly." And you can see this in the day-to-day life. How many people reject the notion that there's a God and will attack you for believing in it? I want to read the King James Version of this as well, because I think, again, this is wonderful. If you go to verse 2 again, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, or to cause to make well, or to make cheerful. But the mouth of fools, or stupidity, poureth out foolishness, which is careless habit of mind and body." It's careless. I mean, I really, when I start thinking about foolishness, that careless habit of mind and body, it is everywhere. Everything is about just that instant gratification. It's a careless habit of mind. God doesn't ask us for that. God asks us for discipline, to be discerning. I mean, there's so many things in here. Verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." Now, again, I'm going to jump back over to the King James Version. Verse 4 again, it says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life." This tree of life is supporting and continuing the life which has been imparted. It blesses people. "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness, or the disposition to vex therein, is a breach in the spirit, or the invisible characteristics of man." We are not to be on this earth here to vex people, and vex is to irritate or to poke. That's not what we're here for. We are here to support and continue the life which God has given to each and every person. What comes out of your mouth? How do you treat people? Do you cause them to bring them to wrath through the way you speak? Or do you speak with a softness of tongue? Now, again, I'm not preaching this because I am not the greatest at this. Believe me, I can be not pleasant to be around. But it doesn't change the principles that are in the Word. I have a buddy that's great at this. He takes care. The way he handles and treats people is never with angry words. It's always with a soft tongue. Do you have anyone in your life like that you can mimic and learn to treat people the proper way, to respond the proper way? Verse 5, "Of a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth correction is prudent." If you're being corrected, if you can handle correction, and it's coming from somebody, coming from a place of good, can you handle it? You have to learn to be humble in life. You have to learn to be humble to what the Word says, and to change yourself to be that upright person. Not that God is judging you whether or not you're going to heaven, because you are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. But it's to learn to become a man of God, or a woman of God. It's learning to walk the proper way, to set your course of life in the proper mind, with the proper mindset. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to verse 16, it says, "Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fattened ox and hatred with it." If you're pursuing riches, always keep your mind on this stuff. Always. It's better to have a little with the fear of the Lord, with the reverential awe of God, than it is to have great treasure and the trouble that comes with it. And it's better to have a dinner of herbs where love is than it is to have a fattened ox and hatred with it. It's okay to pursue the things in life you want to pursue. Christians are supposed to be prosperous. We're not supposed to be paupers. That's not the way this goes. But just recognize where you are and what God's given you. Every single time you sit down to eat and to drink, know that God has given you these things and be thankful for where you are. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire by what's pursued thereby. Stay in the now. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I thank you for the reset of the mind I'm having and the peace that comes with just chilling out for a little bit. I thank you for the opportunity to do that. I pray for those who don't have that opportunity that you just make a time for them so they can, I don't know, just get that refreshing rest, Father. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for my family, for the little ones. You continually protect them. And I just thank you for everything that's going on. I pray for your believers today. You protect them and for this country and for all that's going on with that. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.